Hey guys, it's Elrod, and I'm going to do a podcast on Lynyrd Skynyrd. Stay tuned. Let's get started. Lynyrd Skynyrd is an American rock band formed in Jacksonville, Florida. They had a humble start, but grew into an incredible band. The group originally formed as My Backyard in 1964 and consisted of Ronnie Van Zant, who was the lead vocalist, Gary Rossington, the guitar, Alan Collins, also on the guitar, Larry Jundstrom on bass, and Bob Burns on the drums. By 1970, the band was well on their way to developing the hard-driving mix of blues, country, and rock, and that would become their signature. The band spent 5 years touring in small venues. They had various names and had several lineup changes before changing their name to Lynyrd Skynyrd, and that happened in 1969. Now, it's interesting how they came up with their name. Most of them went to school in Jacksonville, Florida. They had a gym teacher who was very conservative and would punish anyone who broke the school's dress code. And the school's dress code banned long-haired and sideburns, which was really popular at the time. The gym teacher's name was Lynyrd, L-E-O-N-A-R-D, Skynyrd, S-K-I-N-N-E-R. Of course, Lynyrd Skynyrd is a little bit different and spelled differently, but the band mockingly named themselves after that gym teacher. That is quite hilarious. I wonder how the gym teacher felt about that. At the height of their fame, the band popularized the Southern rock genre with songs such as Sweet Home Alabama and Freebird. Interesting fact, Van Zant and King wrote Sweet Home Alabama. It was in response to Neil Young's song, Southern Man. They felt that Young blamed the entire South for American slavery, and they even mentioned his name in the song. However, there was really no real ill feelings, and they kind of did it as a joke, they state. The band loved Neil Young and his music, and basically did it as a joke. The band released its first album in 1973, having settled on the lineup that included bassist Leon Wilkinson, keyboardist Billy Powell, guitarist Ed King. Then Burns left and was replaced by Artemus Pyle in 1974. Then King left in 1975 and was replaced by Steve Gaines in 1976. And of course, Van Zant stayed with the band. And now here's Sweet Home Alabama. This song reached number 8 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. In 1974, it became the band's highest charting single. Young will remember. Sweet Home Alabama.
talking to you.
Then in 1973, Lynyrd Skynyrd had Simple Man. Van Zandt's and Rosington's mothers passed away around this time. So the two got together to share their memories of their mothers. And this is their most beloved song. And this is how the song came about. It was inspiration from their mothers. It's an incredible song. Sons, your mothers love you. This is such a great song. And it's actually the most beloved songs out of all of their songs.
Listen closely to what I say.
If you're a mother and you have a son, that song is incredible. Moving on, Free Bird was released in 1974, and it became the band's second top hit. It peaked at number 17. That surprises me. I'm surprised it didn't peak at number one. This song has so much emotional and cultural impact on people. Enjoy. This is my second favorite song of Lynyrd Skynyrd. Simple Man is my first, as I am a mother of a son. Enjoy.
This bird will never change.
Okay, here comes the jamming part. coming up. Here we go. Woo! Jam out. Can't change. Awesome. I just love this song. I just want to drive in my car like a convertible and just listen to this song with the wind blowing in my hair. Such an incredible song. Dig it, guys. Oh, man. I hate to cut this short, guys, but I just don't have time to play the whole incredible song. Okay, continuing on. In 1977, they had the album Street Survivors with the song That Smell on it. Once again, it was written by Ronnie Van Zant and Alan Collins. They wrote it during a time when they had been using alcohol, cocaine, and heroin. Van Zant said he started using the stuff to help him perform in front of large audiences. His inspiration for the song was actually to warn people, and the band was becoming more reckless and indulging in things that Van Zant really didn't approve of, but was caught up in that whole drug scene. Van Zant wrote the song as a warning about the consequences of alcohol and drugs. And here's That Smell. Hopefully, their message reached at least one person. After they released five studio albums and one live album and the band was on their way to becoming even more incredible than they were, there was an abrupt halt. On October 20th in 1977, the band's airplane crashed, killing Van Zandt, Gaines, and seriously injuring the rest of the band. And unfortunately, Van Zandt and Gaines were the two best writers of the whole band. What a sad day that must have been. I was a child at the time, so I don't really remember. In 1987, the remaining members of the band had a reunion and invited Ronnie Van Zandt's brother, Johnny Van Zandt, to be their lead vocalist. However, they announced a farewell tour, and then they got back together again. And in 2019, members started working on a 15th album. In 2004, Rolling Stone magazine ranked Lynyrd Skynyrd as number 95 on the list of the 100 greatest artists of all time. In 2006, Lynyrd Skynyrd was inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And to this day, the band has sold more than 28 million records in the U.S. Now, I'm going to shift this over to Ronnie Van Zandt and his two daughters. Ronnie Van Zandt had two daughters. One was from his first wife, and the second was from his second wife. But we're going to talk about his first daughter because she was a pretty incredible human being. Her name was Michelle Van Zandt. When Michelle Van Zandt was 10, that is when her dad died in the plane crash. Her parents were divorced at the time, and her biological mother, Nadine Isco, had become addicted to a prescription drug and was unfit to be her mother. Ronnie remarried, but Tammy's stepmother was horrible to her. She didn't want anything to do with her and only gave her daughter, which was Van Zandt's second daughter. The stepmother only gave her own daughter all the attention, and she totally ignored Tammy. Poor Tammy had no structure and was forced into the care of her grandmothers, meaning she would have to be split between them. And it made it very difficult for her, and her stability was not very stable. In order to escape her horrors, she used music, and that gave her the comfort that she needed. She carved out a name for herself, and in the music industry, she created a song that was called Freebird's Child, and she had another song called Surviving on a Wing, which was reinforcing her father's passing. She released her first single in 2009 and dedicated the album to her dad. And then she dedicated Surviving on a Wing to all the women who were struggling in life. Tammy Van Zandt had a strong faith in Jesus, and she states that that is what guided her through life, and that is how she survived life. She worked with the Freebird Outreach Ministries, which was an inspiration to those who were in prison. And they loved listening to her because they basically wanted to hear about Ronnie Van Zandt, her dad. And she was used as a vessel for Christ. And she actually stated that Ronnie Van Zandt, her dad, Lynyrd Skynyrd, a lead singer, had a Christian faith, and was influenced by his mother in many ways. She also described that her dad did not want people to follow his bad examples when he chose bad choices in life. She was an inspiration to many. Sadly, Tammy Van Zandt passed away from cancer at the age of 54. But I'm going to leave you with her song, Freebird Child. Tammy Van Zandt and Freebird Child. Elrod is signing off. Before I end this podcast, I have to make sure that I correct something. The airplane crash was in 1977, not 1974, 1977. Okay, catch you later.